Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.81.8. Ittam vichintya vasanach chira baddhan dvi janmanaha swayam jahara kimidam iti pituka tandulan. Ittam vichintya vasanach chira baddhan vijanmanaha swayam jahara kimidam iti pituka tandulan. Ittam vichintya vasanach chira baddhan vijanmanaha swayam jahara kimidam iti pituka tandulan. Uttam vichintya vasanat iti pituka tandulan. Ittam vichintya vasanat chira baddhan vijanmanaha swayam jahara kimidam iti pituka tandulan. Ittam vichintya vasanach chira baddhan vijanmanaha swayam jahara kimidam iti pituka tandulan. Ladies, ittam vichintya vasanach chira baddhan vijanmanaha swayam jahara kimidam iti pituka tandulan. Ittam, in this manner, vichintya, thinking, vasanat, from the garment, chira, in a strip of cloth, baddhan, tied up, vijanmanaha, of the twice-born brahmana, swayam, himself, jahara, he took hold of, kim, what, idam, this, iti, so saying, prituka, tandulan, the grains of flat rice. Is this loud enough? Is it loud enough? Can you hear? No. Or, sure, say, Hare Krishna. Is it loud enough now? Or should it be a little louder? Good as it is? Okay. Thinking like this, the Lord snatched from the Brahmin's garment the grains of flat rice tied up in an old piece of cloth and exclaimed, "What is this?" I see. So we're supposed to go on to the next verse. Nanveta dupanitam me parama prininam parama prininam sake tapa yantyanga mam vishvam ete pritukatandula. My friend, have you brought this for me? It gives me extreme pleasure. Indeed, these few grains of flat rice will satisfy not only me, but also the entire universe. Purport. Srila Prabhupada writes in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is understood from this statement that Krishna, being the original source of everything, is the root of the entire creation. As watering the root of a tree immediately distributes water to every part of the tree, so an offering made to Krishna, or any action done for Krishna, is to be considered the highest welfare work for everyone, because the benefit of such an offering is distributed throughout the creation. Love for Krishna becomes distributed to all living entities. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kada Mayam Tadati Shapadantikam Vande Hang Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamalan, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Shagrajatam, Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanditamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kopitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Idam ittam vichintya vasanach chira badhan dvijan manaha swayam jahara kimidam iti pritukatandulan. So ittam vichintya, thinking in this way, Krishna was thinking that previously Sudama was completely averse to sense gratification, not at all interested in material opulence. So he never came to beg anything from me. Now he's coming. And I know it's because he's been impelled by his wife. And also because he's thinking that he'll get my association. by coming here. So Krishna was thinking about these topics and thinking that now that he's come with the idea or for the purpose of begging something, I'll give him opulence beyond imagination. So ittam vichintya, thinking in this way, chira badhan vijanmanaha svayam jahara kimidam iti pritukatandala. He snatched these few grains of flat rice that Sudama had brought. Sudama had brought them, but he thought this is unsuitable to offer to Krishna. So he was keeping it concealed. But Krishna was very eager to have it. Although it was just a few palmfuls of rice tied up in a little gatri, in a little piece of torn cloth, Krishna was eager to have it. We see a similar thing that Raghunath Das Goswami was getting money from his father and uncle after joining Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Puri. But then he was using the money just to throw feasts for Lord Chaitanya and all the Vaishnavas. Then later he thought, I've taken up renounced life, but I'm still taking this money. This isn't very good. So he refused the money. Then he was getting his food just by begging at the Singhadwar, the entrance to the Jagannath temple. But after a while he thought that I'm standing here like a beggar and I'm simply thinking about who'll give me something. So I'm like a prostitute. Oh, here comes someone. Maybe he'll give me something. Maybe he'll think I'm a suitable person. Well, he didn't give me something, but maybe the next person will give something. Ah, he gave me something. So what is this? So finally he came to the point that he was just taking some old rejected grains that had been washed away from the plates of Lord Jagannath and were sitting in the drain. So he was carefully collecting those grains and washing away whatever part was rotted. And he was accepting that as his prasada. So Lord Chaitanya wasn't getting any invitations anymore because Raghunath wasn't holding the feasts anymore. So then he inquired, how is Raghunath, what's going on? Then he came to know that, well, he stopped taking the money, and then he's standing at the Singhadwar doing begging. Now he's given that up. He's just taking these rejected grains. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to that place where the drain was, or where Raghunath was, and he was saying that, Raghunath, you're not inviting me for feasts anymore. Now you're eating very nicely, but you're not giving anything to me. And just to encourage Raghunath, he was snatching from those rejected grains that Raghunath was eating. And Raghunath was protesting, my lord, this is not fit for you. This is not fit for you. What do you mean? This is Jagannath Prasad. So just to encourage him. So here also, in the Bhagavad Gita, patram pushpam palam tovyam yome bhaktya prayachchati tadaham bhaktyu paratam ashnami prayatatmana. The Lord says that I accept even a fruit or flower or leaf or water, bhaktya, offered with love. Offered with love. That means, Prabhupada said, that Krishna is practically begging, won't you offer me or leaf or something, some water can you offer? Why? Just to create some give and take.
Love means
Dadati pratigrinati guhyam akhyati prishtati bhungte bhojayate chaiva shadvidham priti lakshanam. These exchanges. I give something to you, you give something to me. I give you some food, you give me some food. I ask how you're doing, you ask how I'm doing. These are loving exchanges. So in Nectar of Instruction, these are in relationship to dealings among devotees, but Prabhupada pins them also to the relationship between the Lord and the devotees. These same give-and-take relationships are the business of Krishna, to have some interchange. The impersonal Brahma, there's no give and take. There's no one to give to and no one to take. Even if you give something, you have the idea that I'm giving to myself because I'm really that. Aham Brahmasmi. So there's no loving dealings. But Krishna's eager to reawaken these loving relationships. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema. Sadyukabunoi. It's there within everyone, but covered. And Krishna wants to reawaken it. Or even in the spiritual world, where the relationship is awakened, Krishna wants to enjoy those loving dealings, to give something, to take something, to enjoy exchanges with his pure devotees. So here, Krishna's eager. You brought something for me. No, I haven't brought anything for you. No, you brought something. Kimidam, what is this? Just to enjoy some give and take. What the Lord's taking is not very significant. Just a little flat rice. But because it's brought by his devotee, the Lord counts it as very significant. The Lord is not eager to accept anything from the non-devotees. When Krishna went to Hastinapur, Duryodhana was keen to receive him and offer him royal bhojan. And Krishna was not at all keen to accept. There's no bhakti here. Maybe there's calculation, what you can get from me. But there's no devotion. So thank you very much. I'll take my food at the home of Vidura. Because Vidura was a devotee. I don't need your royal banquet. I'll take simple whatever at the home of Vidura. And I think the story is there that his wife was peeling bananas and she was so flustered that she was offering Krishna the peels and Krishna's eating. This is very good. Bhaktiya priyachchati. I can eat the peel, I can eat the whole tree. It's not a problem for me. And as the universal form, I eat the whole universe. I eat all the soldiers, I eat their chariots, I eat everything as the universal form. So for me to eat some banana peels is not very difficult business. And because they're offered with love, yes, I'll accept them. I'll accept them. So Krishna is interested in accepting offerings from the devotees. Yome bhaktya priyachchati. That means he's not interested in the offering. It's not the value of the offering that you've offered such a valuable item. But Because it's, even if it's a very insignificant thing, the smallest thing, a leaf, if it's offered with love, then Krishna considers it very valuable. Prabhupada gives the example that some family is taking dinner at the dinner table, and the child offers the father, "Would you like a piece of cake? It's very good." And the father is very eager. "Oh, is it good? Yes, let me take." So, for such a man, what is the value of a little piece of cake? And anyway, he paid for the cake. But the value is that the child is offering out of love. So the father is very keen. "Oh, is it good? Yes. Give me more." He may not even like cake, but because the child is offering, that means the substance is the devotion. I think I said the other day, the Prabhupada said, Krishna doesn't need your dal, rice, and chapatis. He's not interested in the, he's not hungry in that way. But he's eager to accept the offering made of love. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that Krishna doesn't like elaborate preparations and very tasty preparations. The devotees prepare so many things, again, out of love for Krishna. They want to cook very nicely, they want to dress the Lord very nicely, offer the best flowers, the best food, the best dress, everything. Not that the devotee thinks, anyway, patram, pushpam, palam, toyam, here's a flower, here's some water, here's a fruit, bus. We know you accept any simple thing, so I'll make some simple thing because I've got a lot of other things to do. The devotee is eager to do everything very nicely, to offer the Krishna the best of everything. But according to his means, in the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami says, one should worship the Lord according to one's means. If one's a king, that incident is there also, that Bahulashva and Shrutadev, one Brahmin Shrutadev and one king, Bahulashva, while Krishna was touring with some sages, invited Krishna each to their home. And Krishna accepted both invitations, and he and the sages expanded themselves and went to both places. So at the home of Bahulashva, the king, there was a grand arrangement, and there was entertainment, there were dancing girls and a musical band, and the Lord was seated on a royal seat, and so many varieties of food were offered, and the king personally washed the Lord's feet, because the king was a great devotee of the Lord. He simply wanted to please the Lord, so he engaged everything for Krishna's satisfaction. And on the other side, Shrutadev was a poor Brahmin, so he brought the Lord and the sages into his little hut and gave them some straw mats to sit on and gave them little simple vegetables for entertainment. He and his wife danced and swung their cloths above their head. So very simple offerings. But on each side, Krishna was equally pleased, because on each side, they were pure devotees. It didn't matter. This is, yes, they're both devotees, but over here we got the real stuff. And over here we accepted because he's a devotee. For Krishna, equally good. Because the substance is devotional service. If the king had offered the same as the Brahmin, that wouldn't have been accepted. That's cheating. That, yes, Krishna will accept anything, so I'll give something to Krishna, and the rest I'll keep in my pocket. Krishna's not a fool. He knows everything. Vedaham samititani vartamanani charjana. He knows what's going on. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta. So cheating will not be effective, but the simplest offering, given with love and devotion, the Lord not only will accept, but he'll be eager for that. He's not waiting for Sudama to offer this flat rice. He's snatching it. What is this? You've brought something for me. Is this for me? Nan vetad upanitam me. Ah. Have you brought this for me? Padama prinam sake. Padama prininam sake. This is very pleasing. Why? Sake. Because you're my devotee. Because you're my friend. In the Bhagavad Gita, bhaktosi me sake sakha cheti rahasyam yetad uttama. I'll disclose to you the confidential knowledge of Bhagavad Gita because bhaktosi, you're my devotee. Me sakha cheti, and you're my friend. Rahasyam yetad uttama. So you could understand this confidential knowledge. It's meant for you. It's meant for the devotees, not for the materialists, not for the mayavadis. It's meant for the devotees. So, sake, nanvetam upanitam me, padama prininam sake. This is most pleasing. My friend has brought me something. Even just like our children, sometimes they make some drawing of Krishna, and it's really not very expert or accomplished. But the child gives it to his mother or father. I drew a picture. Oh, how nice. The parents become pleased. How nice. Maybe they even put it in a frame. My daughter has done this. My son has done this. Because of the loving relationship. So sake, my friend has brought me something. The thing itself is not what's so valuable. But my friend has brought this. My friend brought this from Vrindavan. My friend brought this from Mexico. My friend brought this from any place. It's not the thing, but my friend brought this. Or some woman gets a present. My husband gave this to me. That's not the thing exactly. But because my husband gave it to me, well, now it has so much value. So, sake, oh friend, this is extremely pleasing. Tarpayan changamam vishvam. This will satisfy not only me, but vishvam, the entire universe. The whole creation will be satisfied. Why? I'm the whole creation. Idam hi vishvam bhagavani vetara. There's no difference between the creation and the personality of Godhead. The creation is not outside of Krishna. The creation is also nothing but the energy of Krishna, or it's not different from Krishna. So, idam, what is that? Idam tushta jagat tushta, like that. If Krishna is satisfied, then the whole universe is satisfied. Then someone says, no, there are some people who aren't satisfied. That's also admitted in the Bhagavad Gita. Rakshamsi bhitani disho dravanti. When, what is that? Sthane rishikesha tava prakirtya. Then? Anurajyatecha. Sthani rishikesha tava prakirtya. Pravishyat Yanurajyate cha. Jagat Pravishyat Yanurajyate. The hearing your glories, O Hrishikesha, Tava Prakirtya, hearing the kirtan, Jagat Prahishyat Yanurajyate, the whole universe, the whole world rejoices. Rishyati means becomes happy. Prahishyati, the whole world becomes exuberant hearing your glories. Rakshansi Bhitani Dasho Javanti. Exception, the Rakshasas become afraid and they scatter in all directions. Sarve namasyanti cha siddha sangha. The perfected beings all offer you their obeisances, but the rakshasas take off. They can't. Even sometimes we see in the West, at least, that when the kirtan party comes, some people hold their ears like this and pretend not to hear. Of course, they also are forced to hear, but they're averse. They're not satisfied. Because they've disconnected themselves from Krishna. You pour water on the root of the tree, the whole tree, all the leaves and branches will be watered, except those that have been cut off. So they've cut themselves off from Krishna. Of course, ultimately, they're also part of Krishna. They can't cut themselves off. But under illusion, they're imagining that they have no connection with Krishna. And therefore, they're not rejoicing. They're not getting the benefit. They're not feeling transcendental satisfaction when Krishna is pleased. They want to know, what about me? What about me? What about me? Of course, when the Krishna consciousness movement spreads, even the demons benefit. Prasadam will be distributed to the demons. The benefits of the Krishna consciousness movement will reach even the demons. But they don't immediately appreciate, they think, what is this Krishna consciousness? What is the value? But the real value is there, that Krishna is being satisfied. The whole world will benefit. Even the demons. We're not a demon welfare society, but even the demons will benefit. When Krishna consciousness is there, if the whole world, of course they don't like it. Prabhupada gave the example that when there's good administration, then there's a free supply of goods, everybody gets a proper share, and then the capitalists, the demonic capitalists, become unhappy. If there's free availability of everything, we can't hoard and artificially raise the prices and profit excessively, as we're accustomed to do. So then they're unhappy. They're unhappy when there's good administration. But ultimately, even they get the necessities of life. They benefit from a peaceful and happy society. So when the Krishna consciousness movement spreads, even the demons benefit. So, nanu etad upanitam me parama prininam sake tarpayanti anga mam vishvam ete prituka tandula. With these few grains of rice, not only am I satisfied, but the whole universe. Okay, are there some questions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj Ji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the enlightening class. Maharaj, my question is, like you mentioned, like whoever offers with love, and especially within the means. But my, you know, my question is, like, suppose if our kids also offer us, and I know it's with love, but then if it's beyond extra, you know, means, and they're just trying to, you know, like, give us the best, but it's, you know, not within the means. So how do we accept that, you know, without any, like, you know, binding for them and for ourselves, like?
We want to give, but sometimes we offer beyond our means.
Yeah, beyond our means. And like that is...
That's all right.
That's okay.
If we sometimes give a little beyond our means, that's love also. The husband buys something for the wife that he can't quite afford. So, but he knows that in the larger scheme of things, I'll work it out. So that's called stretching. You know, you stretch your budget, you stretch your resources, because you really want something. If I really want to buy something, I know I can't quite afford it, but I figure out some way to put it all together because I really want it. Materialists do this all the time. So the devotees also, sometimes they stretch for Krishna. That I can't really afford this, but anyway, and they stretch and they offer. Or sometimes we set a target. We want to distribute so many books. And we know we can't distribute so many books, but we also know that if we stretch, we can do that. It will require more than our normal program. Normally, I could distribute maybe 20,000 books. But by some, if we really push, it can be 25, it could be 30. So then we think, then let me push. In so many ways, when there's an opportunity and a desire, the devotee pushes. Let me do something more. Let me do something more. The devotee wants to be overloaded with service. Not just, here's how much I can comfortably do. Then it becomes complacency. Plodding routine. But when we're stretching, what more? What more? Even in business, the capitalist, he's not satisfied that he's got a business worth 10 crores. It's got to be 12. He stretches somehow because he's ambitious. So we don't stamp out ambition, but we direct ambition toward Krishna. All right, we've done this much for Krishna, let's do more. We have this many temples, now it should be this many temples. We're distributing this much prasadam, it should be that much prasadam. This many books, more books. Trying to do more. Now, if you always do that, then you may run into difficulty because you can't run your establishment because you're so stretched that you've put on your credit card, you know, this dress for the deities and this crown and this and this, and now your credit card bills are over the top and you can't manage. And then everything collapses. So that's not the idea. But, so you have to consider, therefore it said, Rupa Goswami says, one should worship to the Lord according to one's means. Not less, certainly. And also not so much that everything falls apart. That's called biting off more than one can chew. Atyahara prayasascha. One should not eat more, one should not endeavor more. Of course, that endeavor more mainly applies to material endeavor. We shouldn't endeavor more for material benefits. But someplace Prabhupada comments also that we shouldn't try to do terribly more than we can do. Suppose I say that now, why should I fast for Ekadasi? I'll fast for a week. And why should I do only this much? You know, I take on extraordinary austerities, imitating Rupa Goswami or Thakur Haridas. So Rupa Goswami says, don't do that. You're not me. You're not Thakur Haridas. So do what you can do. All right, do a little more than you can do. But don't just try to jump and become Superman or Super Bhakta. One time I've heard Prabhupada said, don't try to become a great devotee, just try to become a good devotee. So we should stretch, but not try to do something spectacular that's truly beyond what we can accomplish by jeopardizing the resources of the society or by throwing everything up into the air and making everything a mess so that we can offer something to Krishna. But stretching to do more, that's very good. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, while preaching to your parents, like my mother is old and she just doesn't want to hear anything that I have to say to her. And, you know, so I'm trying my best to give her whatever I have, but she doesn't want to accept it. What I can do, Maharaj?
Refer to whatever answer I gave to this question last time you asked it, which was a couple of days ago. It's the same question. Whatever I said then, I'll stand by. Yes?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Maharaj, we try to please our Gurudev, Vaishnavas and Krishna in different ways. How do we know that Krishna is pleased or satisfied?
How do we know that Krishna is pleased? I'm going to come back to your question in a second. But as two examples of stretching, one is this Kolavetra Sridhar, who was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was very poor, but he was still spending all of his, half of his income on worship of the Ganga. He didn't think that I'm so poor I can't afford to give anything. No, I'm a householder, I should give in charity. So he was giving for Ganga Puja. And then even what he still had, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sometimes snatching, stealing. Then there was, again, give and take. The Kolavetra Sridhar would say, hey, what is this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would still snatch. Yayata mam prapadyante, creating some give and take. But he didn't feel that my life is miserable and I can't even afford to patch up the holes in my roof. He was blissful because he was engaged fully in the service of the Lord. There was also a disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Dr. Nishikanta Sanyal, who was a professor at college. And he, although he was a householder, he was giving practically his whole income to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So much so that sometimes his wife would have to say something, that Guru Maharaj, we don't have enough for even the basic necessities. Some small thing that was needed, even they didn't have enough for that. Because he was not interested in opulent living or practically even the basics he was not keeping enough for. No, we'll give to Guru Maharaj. So, now, how do we know that Krishna is pleased? Therefore, two things. One thing is, because you're doing what Krishna asked. Krishna says, do this. Then when you do it, you can take it for granted that Krishna must be pleased. Prabhupada requested, distribute books, chant Hare Krishna, worship the deity nicely. So you can take it that when you're distributing books, when you're worshiping the deity nicely, that when you're following the instructions received from the parampara system, we take it for granted that Krishna must be pleased because this is, we're doing the things that please Him. But otherwise, other things you may not be sure. You make up something or you invent something. Will Krishna be pleased? At your own risk. At your own risk. Does He like whatever it is that you've added? We hope so. But we don't know. But the things that have already been approved by the acharyas, why have they been approved? Krishna likes it. Krishna likes tulsi leaves. You can offer some other leaf. Maybe He'll like that also. But He's specifically asked for tulsi leaf. The acharyas have asked, give Him tulsi leaf. So you can know when they're giving tulsi leaf, I'm giving what Krishna likes. Prabhupada taught us, offer sandesh to the deity, offer these kinds of preparations. When you offer, you can take it that these are the things that Krishna will accept. And then you may concoct something else. Maybe Krishna will like that also, but maybe not. So that's one answer. The other answer is you can see if when the devotees are pleased, when the spiritual master is pleased, then we take it that Krishna is pleased. If the spiritual master is displeased, yasya prasadad nagatir katopi, then you're nowhere. If the spiritual master is displeased, then how will Krishna be pleased? Yasya prasadad, but yasya prasadad bhagavat prasadam. When the spiritual master is pleased, Krishna is more pleased. Krishna is more pleased. So we look to see how the spiritual master is pleased by our activities. And we look to see how the devotees are pleased. When all the Vaishnavas are dissatisfied, what is this nonsense doing? Then we have to wonder whether Krishna will be very much pleased by what we're doing. Especially when the senior devotees or experienced devotees, leading devotees, are displeased. But generally, when the Vaishnavas are pleased, we take it that Krishna is pleased. Sometimes not. There was one drama written by some poet, and he came to Jagannath Puri, and he was very eager for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to hear that drama. And so, and he had a friend also among the devotees, so the friend was pushing, let's hear the drama, let's hear the drama. So they gathered all the devotees together, and the poet was speaking the first verses of the drama, invoking the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all the devotees were pleased. Bravo, very nice, very nice. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the soul of the body of Lord Jagannath. And although Lord Jagannath is stationary like that, but now he's moving. So everyone loved it, except Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami was the personal secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the rule was that before a drama could be presented before Lord Chaitanya, Swarup Damodar had to approve it. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shouldn't have to hear rasabhas, conflicting sentiments, or anything untoward. So first Swarup Damodar approves, then the Lord will hear it. So Swarup Damodar said, this is all rubbish. What is that? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the soul of the body of Lord Jagannath. You've made it out that Lord Jagannath is like a conditioned soul who has a body, a conditioned living being who consisting of a body and a soul. So he's got this body of wood and the soul is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All nonsense. Apasiddhanta. All contrary to the accepted Vaishnav conclusions. What kind of rubbish poetry is this? So although all the Vaishnavas had accepted it, the most experienced Swarup Damodar Goswami rejected it. No, rubbish. Then all the Vaishnavas could see, not right. Not right. And actually that playwright was very humble. He accepted that, yes, I've composed it wrongly. Generally, what do you mean it's not right? This is, you don't understand poetry. It's a figure of speech. It's a figure of speech. You don't get it, but no. He accepted that, yes, I've committed an offense to Lord Jagannath. I thought I was a great poet, but I've misunderstood the Siddhanta. So he was very humble. And therefore, Swarup Damodar was merciful to him. He told him, Bhagavata Paradiya Vaishnavarasthani. You should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the person Bhagavatam and understand properly in that way. And the playwright, he did well after that. But generally, what the society of the devotees accept, Krishna accepts. That's our process. And especially what the spiritual master accepts. Something else? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.